Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Ethnically Ambiguous, a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hi.
Hi.
It's Anna and Shireen.
Yeah, that's right.
And what's this show called?
Ethnically Ambiguous.
That's right. This is a strange episode of Ethnically Ambiguous where we've changed the title to Ethically Ambiguous because we're doing riddles.
Yeah. And why is that ethically ambiguous? You have to listen to find out. You know what I mean? We're not going to give it all away in the intro.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Who are we? Where did we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born? We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
Hi, Shireen.
Hi, Anna.
How are you?
Wow, long time.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. What are your secrets?
What are my secrets?
Yeah, what are your secrets?
That's a good opening line if you meet someone for the first time.
What are your secrets? Hi, how are you? What are your secrets?
Yeah. What are my secrets? Well, if I tell you.
What do you consider your secrets?
What do I
Answer the question!
Oh my God.
Is that a good opening line? So aggressive.
Well, one of my darkest secrets that I can't believe I will share right now is that when I was in high school, I went to a Fall Out Boy concert.
Whatever. That is not a secret.
It's my dark, shameful secret.
How is that shameful?
I'm kidding.
All liked Fall Out Boy.
I know, but I feel like...
I think.
I don't know.
I don't think I like them that much, but I was there.
It went against my alt hate the world persona back then.
Do you consider yourself alt?
I was definitely a weirdo in high school.
Because you should be more ashamed about that.
Oh my God. Anna!
Just joking. We were all alt. We were dorks. Okay.
Yeah.
So this episode's going to be an interesting one because Shireen has revealed her deepest, darkest secret so quickly into the mix. So
it's not my deepest, but that's what I thought of when I was like, what's something in my closet? But yeah, so should I tell them or do you want to continue?
Yeah, tell them.
Okay, here I go. So my inspiration was the new Batman movie, which I actually enjoyed. I think it's really fun to watch. I'm obsessed with Robert Pattinson as being Batman. I think he's the perfect Batman. I think he's great at everything he does and whatever. But the Riddler is one of the villains in the Batman, if you haven't seen it or know. And so I was thinking, I haven't done riddles in a long time. Why not do them all together on this podcast? Because there was an era where riddles were a thing. Do you remember that? There was like riddles and jokes were like a thing that you would say together, right?
Yes, I think so. I'm really struggling to remember any time before yesterday, but yes.
Yeah, I remember, maybe it was just, like, my family or something, but, like, they have, like, a repertoire or whatever, like, of jokes ready to go, you know what I mean?
I just found a very funny graph.
About what?
It's from the Twitter page Terrible Maps,
mm-hmm.
and it's average jeans colors per U.S. state, and I just thought that was very funny. It's just like the different colors
so
of jeans.
So random.
But then the California jeans are like really, really dark.
Oh, interesting. I wouldn't have guessed that.
And I'm like, is that normal?
I would have guessed the opposite.
It says for the year 2018.
What a random chart. Why would you choose to research that?
It's terrible. It's terrible is what it is.
Wow, interesting.
Anyway, sorry. This was a...
Don't apologize. You're fine.
A total aside, and I thought that was funny.
That's very funny. I'm going to go follow that page.
I recommend following Terrible Maps on Instagram, or not on Instagram, on Twitter. It's really funny.
Terrible Maps. Okay, I'm going to remember that.
It's just nonsense.
I love a good nonsense follow. Makes the world seem less bad. Okay, so we have some riddles. I found a website that you just see the riddle on this image, and you don't know the answer until you click it. So... me and Anna are both going to collaborate. We're going to collaborate on the riddle
and
see if we get it right. And then collaborate and listen. Yes. and we'll go from there. And maybe I can set like a rough couple minutes time limit. So we're not just like sitting here in silence if we're not getting it or something. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Great.
Because I refuse to sit here in silence for longer than 35 minutes.
Okay, 35 is the cap.
Put the timer for 35 minutes. We're going to do two riddles.
Two riddles, 35 minutes. Just do it with us. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. But also, yeah, this is fun. Interaction, you know? Maybe you know these riddles. And you're smarter than us, probably. Okay, the first one is a murder riddle. Okay, this is what it says. A murderer is condemned to death. He has to choose between three rooms. The first is full of raging fires, the second, assassins with loaded guns, and the third, lions who haven't eaten in years. Which room is the safest? Huh.
This is insane!
Which room is the safest? I don't even know.
Murderer has been condemned to death. He has to, well, why do we care about him if he's a murderer?
Murder is... we don't care. It's all... we're asking to... actually, no. Choosing the safest is...
I'm going to say the second, assassins with loaded guns, because they're his peers.
Oh, that's a good reason. My reasoning was also going to be the second, but because, like, maybe there's, like, a play on words with, like, the word safe. You know, maybe they're tricking us, and maybe, like, there's... I don't know what I imagined. I don't know why I imagined safes in that second room, but... lions are eating yours. Yeah, okay. I think yours is a good suggestion. Let's see. Let's click to flip.
The third one. The what? Poor lions died of starvation.
Oh, they haven't eaten in years. That's okay. That's tricky. Come on. Oh, the next one is tricky.
God, this is why I don't like riddles. They're stupid.
No, we either. I'm going to get so mad. This is the same feeling I have with magic tricks. Like, if I don't get it, I get mad.
Everyone suffers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to choose the next one?
Well, it's just the next one. Number
well,
two.
Well, you can choose whatever you want.
Tricky yeah. riddle. What can you hold in your right hand, but not in your left?
Your left hand. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I guess your left hand is correct.
It is? Oh, hell yeah!
But what if you're like, is it?
Yeah, it is left hand.
Yeah, your left hand. Hell yeah. Good for you.
Yay! I know one thing.
Well, I was going to say, unless you do this.
Unless you do make a fist?
Yeah, then you're holding your left hand, right?
You're holding your fingers, I would say. If you want to get really technical. But interesting. Okay, great. I got one thing that was pretty obvious, I guess. The next one.
All right, another murder riddle. What is who came up with murder riddles?
Do you want to read this one?
Sure. It's funny that this show has no real, like... anything any like what is ethnically ambiguous? All right, that's the riddle. What is ethnically ambiguous anymore?
Hey, I don't know. I don't. Yeah, you're right.
That's who cares.
Longer conversation.
We've done enough.
Who cares?
Number three, murder riddle. Okay, listen up. Two girls ate dinner together. They both ordered iced tea. Okay, one mm-hmm. girl drank their iced tea very fast and finished five in the time it took the other to drink just one.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. The girl who drank one died. What? While the other survived. All of the drinks were poisoned. This is insane. Riddles are genuinely batshit. How did the girl who drank the most survive?
Oh, maybe she threw it up because she drank too much like alcohol, because alcohol is kind of like poison, right? You poison your body. She either drank too much or like developed an immunity or something, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say her body became immune,
right? Because all of the amount of poison she was ingesting. They both ordered iced tea. One of them drank her. Yeah. Okay. Either she vomited or her body got immunity. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. One, two.
The poison was in the ice.
What?
As she slowly drank her one drink, the melting ice released the poison.
Oh, come on. I guess the riddle's for a reason. It's hard.
That's so stupid. And also, why are these poor women being poisoned?
That makes you have to think. That's not important. All that matters is that we have to solve the mystery. Okay, the next one's just a number thing, and I don't think that's fun.
Yeah, no. I don't want to do that one. Yeah, let's go to the next one.
This ancient invention allows people to see through walls. What? This ancient invention? What's an ancient invention?
Therapy.
Oh, like people's walls?
Yeah.
Ancient invention? See through walls? What the fuck is an ancient invention? That's still what I'm stuck on. What's ancient? Like, how ancient is ancient? Are you going to go with therapy? Is that your answer?
Yeah, my answer is therapy.
I'm going to say, I don't know. What about, like, I have nothing. Let's just go with therapy. I don't know.
A window.
Okay. Oh, fuck you. Oh, my God. I hate riddles. I hate riddles. This was my idea. This was my idea. Okay, what? I don't have any other ideas. My brain is empty. Ugh, every time I choose what we do, it makes me mad. Okay, ready for the next one?
Yeah, geography riddle. Ay, ay, ay. I stay in the corner, but travel around the world.
I stay in the corner, but travel around the world.
Corner of the plane?
Globe? Like I don't know if that makes sense. I stay in the corner, but travel around the world.
The world.
What?
I just said the world.
I stay in the corner, but I travel around the world. World. Well, my first thought was like having one of those plastic little globe thingies, but that's definitely not the answer because nothing that's, it can't be that obvious or simple or dumb. I stay in the corner. What stays in the corner? Travel around the world. Do you have any guesses?
Yeah, mine is that they're in the corner of the plane.
I stay in the corner.
It's going to be something infuriating. So.
Yeah, I'm going to be really mad at this. Yeah, sure. I'm going to say that globe idea and you can say the plane. Ready?
A stamp.
Oh, fuck you. That when you hear it, you're like, oh, yeah, but how do you make your brain work in the riddle way? Like, how do you make it understand how riddles are thinking? I don't know.
How riddles be thinking.
A stamp, of course. I feel like I've even heard that one before. Now that I think about it, really? God damn it. I'm just scrolling through to see if any of these are interesting.
Are they?
Okay. How about number 9? Tricky riddle. This 5-letter word becomes shorter when you add 2 letters to it. What's the word? I have an idea, but I want to know if you have one.
Short?
That's what I was going to say, right? Can it be that simple? Like, can it be that simple? Because it says tricky. But let's see.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah! Oh my god, we got it! Boom, sometimes it is that simple. Sometimes it is that simple. See, we're not total...
Is a good one. How about this?
Okay.
This is a what am I riddle. When you need me, you throw me away, but when you're done with me, you bring me back.
What number is it?
Number 10.
Oh.
When you need me, you throw me away, but when you're done with me, you bring me back.
Garbage bag? Or no. I don't bring back a garbage bag. Throw me away? Do you have an idea of what it is? The first, there's like comments on this that I just realized. The first one says, my last relationship, ... Oh no.
You need me, you throw me away.
Throw me away.
When you're done with me. A fishing hook.
Oh, that's a good guess. That's a very good guess. A fishing hook.
Right?
Yeah, let's go with that. Let's do it.
All right.
Oh, you were close.
An anchor.
That's you had close. The right idea. You yeah. had it. You know, that's.
Yeah.
Wow. Good job.
All that's right. Good. Next one. Should we do hard?
Actually, let's take Let's take our first break, actually, before we get too caught up.
Okay.
The next one we can do, the one that says hard riddle, maybe. Okay, BRB.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And we're back. We're going to do a hard riddle now.
Yeah.
A window cleaner is cleaning a window on the 25th floor of a skyscraper when suddenly he slips and falls.
Oh,
riddles
no.
are kind of violent.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this guy slips and falls off the 24th floor of a skyscraper. He has no safety equipment and nothing to soften his fall, and yet he is not hurt. How can this be?
A window cleaner is cleaning a window at the 25th floor of a skyscraper. He's inside.
Yeah, he's inside, right? I was going to say.
Right? He is, right? Okay, that's what we're going to say.
Okay, he's cleaning from the inside.
Okay, we got it. Wow.
Yeah.
We're getting better as we go, you know? Our brains are getting used to being like, how do we think in trickster language?
Trickster language. Like how you call riddles trickster language.
How do we
think in trickster language?
Yeah. How do we think like the Riddler, you know? Whatever. Also, what a funny bad guy. That I just like put it together. Like, when you really think about it, it's so, what a funny premise for a villain. Like, just some dude that loves riddles.
Well, it's also like the Joker. You're like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess both of them are a little related. Like, they're both clowny, I guess.
The Penguin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess they're all pretty absurd.
They're like, here, let's just look up. Hold on, we're going to take a dip.
But also, the Penguin was never supposed to be penguin-like. Like, he's supposed to look like what he is in the new one. Like, Danny Elfman really took... or not Danny Elfman, Tim Burton really exaggerated the character for the Danny DeVito portrayal or whatever. But he's supposed to just be, like, some mob boss.
Here are the... this is an aside, but we will digress, don't worry, and do more riddles. Here are the best and most absurd Batman villains.
Okay.
Killer Croc.
Oh, I know that one.
He's just a crocodile.
Yeah, he's just a crocodile.
Hush.
Which one's Hush?
Hush is a childhood friend of Bruce Wayne who was born with wealthy parents. However, Thomas, blah, blah, blah. His parents didn't care about him. And he grew up hating his life and the life Bruce had.
Because Hush is a name of one of the comic book, like, segments or whatever. Like, certain Batman stories are, like, compiled into things. And one of them is called Hush, which is interesting that there's also a villain called Hush. Interesting.
And then there is Clayface. He's just, like, a giant goopy clay.
Mm-hmm.
Poison Ivy.
Yeah. Yeah, she is pretty absurd. Dr. Freeze is also funny. I wonder if he's real in Batman.
And there's Penguin.
Mm-hmm. Also, anyone out there who's interested in reading good Batman shit, I would read Hush. And also Batman Year One. And what's the other one called? Something of Owls. The... God.
What about Scarecrow?
Scarecrow's pretty... Court of Owls. Court of Owls. Scarecrow is pretty stupid. Interesting.
Yeah, Two-Face. Yeah, Court of Owls. Joker. I mean, they're, like, truly just the silliest.
Yeah. I guess every comic book villain, whatever, is pretty silly. I mean, the whole thing is silly. He's a fucking Batman. Like, what is... You know what I mean? But I love it.
Yeah, for someone who's, like, life... Like, he's so rich and intricate, the idea that he was just, like... Batman.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Have you seen it yet?
Like, you couldn't hire, like, a writer's room to workshop right. that? Okay, buddy. No, I haven't seen it yet, but I will watch it. Don't
okay.
worry.
Okay, because once you watch it, I would love to talk about it, because I have
I almost
thoughts.
Watched it last night, but I decided to watch Atlanta and Moon Knight instead.
Oh, I have to catch up on Atlanta.
Have you been watching Moon Knight?
No.
Okay.
Moon Knight.
I think you would enjoy it. It's like a Marvel thingy on Disney Plus.
Put that on my list. Moon Knight. Like N-I or K-I?
Honey, Knight.
K or no K?
It's a trip. It's Oscar Isaac.
Is it like Sailor Moon? Or okay, fine. I understand. But I really love, if I haven't mentioned this before, I'm obsessed with Batman. He's like the only superhero that is important to me personally. We just grew up with him, my family and I. Like, we watched Batman Returns hundreds of times. But I would love to talk about Batman when you watch it. We could have a whole Batman thing. Little deep dive into the movie or just, like, something. I don't know.
A part of me is, like, sometimes when a movie takes itself really seriously and there's, like, a darkness to it.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty silly.
Handle it. Like, I'm like, what is, I literally, when I watched the trailer, I said out loud, what is this, a Safdie joint? Like, I just, like, a Safdie joint to me is, like, the epitome of, like, the corniest film that takes itself so seriously. I'm sorry. In my mind, I'm like, we get it. Cinema.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from, for sure.
Not that I don't enjoy it. I enjoy Safdie films, but there is, like, an energy to them that you're kind of like, okay, chill out.
You're right. No, you're right. Now that you say that, you're right.
This isn't the end-all, be-all, bitch. Just, like, relax a little.
Totally.
God.
I really see that point, for sure.
I don't know, guys.
I will say...
I think I'm, like, kind of, like, I'm overstimulated on culture.
Mm.
Everything is too much. Films are too much. I can barely watch Oscar movies because they're just too much at this point.
Yeah, I feel the same. There's too many things to consume.
I have a very unpopular opinion I'm going to tell you about after this recording, because I will get roasted if I tell it on air, but I'll tell you after.
There are a lot of, the things that we keep to ourselves, if only y'all knew.
I'm going to text it to you. Don't say it out loud, okay? But I want to just see your reaction.
But I will say, just to really quick, Batman, the Batman, whatever, the newest Batman, it's not a perfect movie. There are so many moments that are so cheesy. Like, it is so, so cheesy, but Batman is just cheesy. You know, superheroes are cheesy. Like, if you just accept that and go for the ride, it's interesting. You know what I mean? And the action sequences are fucking phenomenal. But I will say, there are definitely some cheesy ass lines and shit and, like, emo shit, but whatever.
I texted you, delete this text, because I'll be ruined if this opinion ever finds the light of day.
Wow. Anna just texted me.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Sorry, this is I don't know why, I'll explain it to you off air, but there was something about it that didn't feel right to me.
Mm-hmm. I want to have this conversation because
it felt manufactured. Mm-hmm. It felt like they were trying to create a new... Oh, well, we'll get it. No, sorry. This is I cannot say it on air because you guys will roast me to death.
I also have opinions on this. Okay. And I think it's... I would love to talk to someone about it that won't also roast me. So, great. Let's move on.
Okay, great.
No clues about what this is.
We'll talk about this off air because let me just tell you, this opinion of ours, mine, will ruin us.
Yes. Because, well, okay, yours. I don't know exactly how I feel. I know I have
This opinion of mine, which isn't necessarily like, it's not like a crazy opinion all that much in the real like scope of things. If you really look at the industry as a whole and what people do and how things work behind the scenes, it's not that wild of an opinion. But it's not an opinion I would ever feel comfortable saying out loud.
Never. Never.
Because people will destroy you in this fucking internet verse.
Yeah. You would get canceled so fast.
Oh, they would be like, this dumb
bitch.
They'd
be pulling up old tweets of
nothing.
I
knew it. Yeah. I know. Which is like, I don't have old tweets because I'm not an idiot.
Yeah. Sometimes I have this feature that I set it up like 10 years ago when Twitter and Facebook were connected. And like sometimes Facebook will be like, you have a memory from 12 years ago. And it happens to be a tweet that I had written that had ended up on Facebook.
Oof.
The amount of tweets I've deleted that are so fucking dumb. It's not even that they're controversial or problematic. They're just dumb.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain point in Twitter where you're like just saying your thoughts out loud.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm hungry. You're like, whatever, some weird joke. It was just, it's so embarrassing to just think about your past self. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Should we go back to riddles before we get canceled?
Yeah, let's go back to riddles before we get canceled.
Okay.
All right, here's one. Geography riddle.
Where are you? Hold on.
Number 14.
Okay.
I am the first on earth, the second in heaven. I appear twice in a week, though you can only see me once in a year. What am I?
The first on earth, the second in heaven, twice in a week. You appear twice in a week, and you can only see it once a year.
Huh.
Heaven? Are we going biblical here? Like, what's... I don't know.
But I'm the first on earth. Is that Eve? Or what's his name? Adam?
But why would they appear...
The second in heaven.
I don't like the... The word heaven always trips me up, because I'm not sure what they... What definition they're... You know what I mean?
Appear twice in a week, though you can only see me once in a year.
I am the first on earth.
Christmas Eve.
The second in heaven?
That's my final answer, Christmas Eve.
How does Christmas Eve appear twice in a week?
No idea. I can't really process that far.
You only see me once a year. The first on earth. This is going to be one of those that's going to like really irritate me, I'm sure.
Christmas Eve, dude, it's got to be...
No, it's not. It's not like fucking Santa Claus.
Second in heaven, Christ.
If this is Christianity related, I'm going to get pissed.
Well, I don't know. It says heaven.
I mean, I know, but what does that mean? What is, like, that's the... I hate those kinds of words that are, like, Christianity implied, maybe, but not really. Like, does that mean the skies? Like, what, you know what I mean? It could also mean just, like, the skies above. I don't fucking know.
It could mean that.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
The letter E.
Genius.
Is that right? Okay, I'm gonna click it. Hold on. 1, 2.
You got it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But you see, wow. What does it mean twice? Hold on.
Cause you see,
I appear twice. Oh, in a week and right? Once in a year.
I'm proud of myself for that one. I got it eventually. Maybe it was obvious to other people. What? See, if I just sit on it, maybe I'm not as dumb as I think I am.
I was just smacking Zach's stomach and screaming.
I was wondering if it was Zach or if it was Ace. What's she touching off camera?
I was like, ah! He has no idea what's going on. He's just like, what? No, this number 15 is too long. Another murder riddle.
Oh my God, it's so long.
Let's go to 16.
Okay.
Here's one. Many have heard of me, but no one has seen me. And I will not speak back until spoken to. What am I?
Many have also, you said heard of, but I think it's important to heard me, right? It's very different.
Many
right?
have heard me.
Many have heard me, but no one has seen me.
But no one has seen me. I will not speak back until spoken to.
I have an idea.
Who?
An echo? I don't know.
An echo. I like that. I think Zach just said a horse.
No. You've seen horses.
What?
No one has seen horses. Oh, you've seen horses. It's funny. Echo. I'm going to... that's my guess.
Okay, let's go Echo.
Hell yeah.
Echo!
Wow! God. Am
incredible,
I a genius?
Incredible, dude.
I love that we're doing this after the trivia episode just to prove that I'm not completely an idiot.
Okay. Apparently Zach didn't say a horse, he said a fart.
Oh, that's pretty funny, to be honest. I've heard... No, you've never seen a fart.
Okay. All right, here's another what am I.
Mm-hmm.
We hurt without moving. We poison without touching. Jesus. This almost feels like an inspirational quote. We poison without touching. We bear the truth and the lies. We are not to be judged by our size. What am I?
We hurt without moving. We poison without touching. Weirdly deep. Mm-hmm. We bear the truth and saying. The lies. Yeah, it's definitely like an inspirational thing. We are not to be judged by our size. We bear the truth and the lies. We're not to be judged by our size. We hurt without moving, poison without touching. What the fuck?
What about...
Bearing the truth and the lies is what is, like, weird to me. I mean, it's all weird,
we
but...
We hurt without moving. We poison without touching. Well, that's, like, chemicals in the air, right?
Judged by our size? Okay, the first thing I thought of is not the thing, but I thought of, like, ants or something. Okay, because it's, like, judged by our size, but it's not ants. But I think it's something fucking weird like that. Where it's, like, poison without touching. What does it even mean? Poison, yeah, is it in the air?
Chemicals?
Smog? Like...
But we bear the truth and the lies.
Yeah, that's
what
where
does that mean?
That's where it gets trickier. We hurt without moving. Are they being hurt or are they hurting? That's also an interesting question.
We hurt without moving. We poison without touching. We bear the truth and the lies. We are not judged. We are not to be judged by our size.
Feelings. I don't know.
Yeah, let's go feelings.
Right? Okay, that's my guess.
Words.
Oh.
Shut up.
Kind of. I mean, I don't like that answer. Feelings is better.
All right, let's do a murder one. Let's get back to basics.
Okay. Okay, this murder one's a detective one. It's a little bit long, but I'm curious where it's going to go. I just see the word detective and I'm interested.
Okay.
A murder riddle. A man was found dead in his study. He was slumped over his desk and a gun was in his hand. There was a cassette recorder on his desk. When the police entered the room and pressed the play button on the tape recorder, they heard, "I can't go on. I have nothing to live for." And then there was the sound of a gunshot. How did the detective immediately know that the man had been murdered and that it wasn't a suicide? Maybe the sound was too far away or like...
Oh, because who pressed stop on the recorder?
Oh, that's good. I think that's it. That's it. Let's go with that.
Okay. Oh, the suicide tape was rewound by the murderer.
That's basically it. But yeah, it had to be rewound. Very good.
Yeah.
We're
better at the murder ones. Actually, let's go back up to that one that was long and murderous.
Okay, you can read it because I...
Number 15. Look at us like as detectives.
We're a good team, man. we should be PIs.
Should we start solving murders?
Is that what Ethically Ambiguous is going to turn into? Ethically PI.
Ethically ambiguous. We don't always do the right thing.
Yes. Yes. That's the slogan. I love that. That's a great spinoff.
We don't always do the right thing.
Questionable decisions.
Just two idiots. Well, we don't always do the right things. We don't really follow any ethics.
No.
Okay.
Ethically ambiguous. Okay. Good idea.
A man is found murdered on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. His wife calls the police, who question the wife and the staff and are given the following alibis. So this, a man is found murdered on Sunday morning. His wife calls the police. They question everyone. This is the alibis. The wife said she was sleeping. The butler was cleaning the closet. The gardener was picking vegetables. The maid was getting the mail. Well, it's that one because there's no mail on Sunday. And the cook was preparing breakfast. Immediately, the police arrest the murderer. Who did it and how did the police know? There's no mail on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was the maid.
Well, thank you for even letting me think about it. But yes, you're correct.
Yep. Got it.
Woo! Good job. You're a detective.
Look at us, dude. Detective agency.
Yes. Have you seen that movie, Kid Detective? It's like semi-new with Adam Brody. I love Adam Brody. But... It's a good detective, detective movie. I would watch it if you.
I need more murder ones now that I'm like on the case.
Okay, let's scroll. There's a math one. No, thanks. Physics? What the? No, I'm not at school.
Where are the murder ones? Oh, here we go. Number 31.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I'm there.
Murder riddle. A woman proves in court that her husband was murdered by her sister, but the judge decides that the sister cannot be punished. Why?
Are they, like, connected? Her sister cannot be punished.
Huh.
My first thought is just that they're twins, but I don't know if it's that weird.
Because there is no sister. I don't know.
Maybe she made her up? Her sister's a ghost! Or no, she proves that she was murdered. I'm going twins route. That's just the first thing I thought of. I can't think of anything else.
Because they're conjoined twins.
Yeah, conjoined twins is what I meant.
Okay.
Yes!
The sisters are conjoined twins. The guilty one cannot be punished without punishing the innocent one. But then, like, sorry to break it to you, but the other twin is in on it.
I mean, maybe the other hand was trying to stop the
hand.
This
is a conspiracy to murder.
Yeah.
There's an accomplice here. Why didn't you stop her from murdering your husband if you were there?
Maybe the hand that she was in control of was trying to stop the hand that she wasn't. You know what I mean? Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't in court.
I don't I don't like that. Okay, here's another one. Number 32 is also a murder riddle.
Okay.
But real quick, should we go to a quick ad break and come back and solve another murder?
Yeah, I love the cliffhanger. Let's do it.
All right, BRB.
Comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion.
That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back with the Ethically Ambiguous Detective Agency.
This could be a whole bit. I like this. Okay, great.
All right. All right. Here's the riddle. A woman shoots her husband and then holds him underwater for 5 minutes. That's excessive.
Jesus. Violent.
A little while later, they both go out and enjoy a wonderful dinner together. How can this be?
Shoots her husband, holds him underwater for 5 minutes. A little while later, they go out and enjoy a wonderful dinner together. As you said, these are fucking violent. When someone has free reign of making up a riddle, it's interesting what people think of.
Oh, these aren't all real.
But, you know,
what if I thought all maybe, riddles were true?
Maybe that would be, I mean, I don't know. It's a crazy world we live in now. But that would be really interesting. If it was, I mean, I'm sure some of them are inspired by real things. Okay. A woman shoots her husband, then holds him underwater for 5 minutes. Underwater for 5 minutes. I'm blanking. They both go out and enjoy a wonderful dinner together. Does she shoot him with a camera? And oh, yes! That's what it is. It's a dark room. And she's holding the... Okay, this is my guess.
Oh, yes, that's genius.
That's my guess. So she shoots him with a camera.
Then she develops the photo.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Is that right?
Yes!
Hell yeah! Wow. Woo-hoo! Hire me! Hire me to solve your mysteries. Thank you. Hire us, ethically ambiguous.
Ethically ambiguous.
We don't always do the right thing.
We don't always do the right thing.
I love that. Okay, cool. There's a what am I... There's a bunch of what am I's. Is there another murder one in sight?
Yeah, let's see. I'm scrolling.
We're only interested in murder riddles. That's our...
Well, now that we've figured out what
47. 47.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to read it?
Sure. A man was shot to death while in his car. There was no powder marks on his clothing, which indicated that the gunman was outside the car. However, all the windows were up and the doors locked. After a close inspection was made, the only bullet holes discovered were on the man's body. How was he murdered?
Okay. He was shot to death in his car. There were no powder marks on his clothing, and so the gunman was outside the car. All the windows were up and the doors were locked. The only bullet holes were discovered on the man's body. Did he just go in after he was shot?
And lock the doors?
Because if there's no bullet holes in the car, I mean, why would you... I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he got shot and then got into his car and locked the doors and died.
And then he died. Yeah, that's my guess. Where else would it be? Is it something more tricky?
Well, it says he was shot to death while in his car.
Hmm. Did he shoot himself? Did he... Was the person...
I said there was no powder marks on the clothing, which indicated that the gunman was outside the car.
Okay. I mean, yeah, my first guess is that he got in after he was shot, and...
Yeah, I'm gonna say... Let's say that.
Okay. I don't know what else it would be.
The victim was in a convertible.
Oh my god!
He was shot when the top was down.
I knew it couldn't be that simple. I knew it. In a convertible. He was shot when the top was down. Fine. Trick us.
But then did he put the top back up, or is not clarify?
So the windows were up. I'm imagining one of those things that, like, the windows are up, but, like, because the top is down, the top and the back are still visible, right? Or are open, rather, right?
Yeah. All right, we need another one. We didn't solve that one.
Nope. That man. It's a cold case. Okay. Hard riddle? Nope. I don't want anything with numbers. Oh, no. We reached the end of this. I don't think there was no more murder riddles.
Oh, no. Well, let's go back up to the
top.
Let's
go. We could do what am I's. I just scrolled to one that seems okay. I don't know. Forgive me if it's not. But 41 is a what am I riddle. And it says, okay. Smell me, buy me, and deliver me. Still, I won't change. What am I? Flowers? No, they won't change.
Smell me, buy me, and deliver me.
A baby.
What does it mean by I won't change?
Still, I won't change. Well, you don't smell money. You don't buy babies. Flowers change.
Flowers definitely change. They get old. They die.
Fake flowers? I mean, you don't really smell fake flowers.
No.
Smell me, buy me,
and deliver me.
Oh. I mean, no. I guess you don't smell newspapers. But something that remains the same. What do you smell?
I smell farts.
You deliver a fart? I won't change.
Yeah, but you don't deliver a fart, so...
A candle changes too.
Mail?
Do you smell mail?
No.
Perfume? I mean, it can't be that simple. No.
Spy me and deliver me.
Still, I won't change. Buy me? Damn, I'm stumped a little bit.
Smell me, buy me. What can you... Well, you can smell and buy a ton of things, but what can you deliver that you could smell and buy?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm stuck on baby, but I need to get over it. There's nothing else I can think of that's the play on that
But can
word.
You buy babies?
No, I don't think you can. But I'm also, babies change.
Babies change.
We were babies. Look at us now. Smell me, buy me, and deliver me. Deliver me. I don't know. Maybe our time limit is getting close to...
Yeah, maybe we would just give up.
Damn, we're stumped. Okay, what are you?
Ugh, scent, scent, and scent. It's three different answers.
So how are we supposed to know? The first scent is C-E-N-T. The second is S-E-N-T. E-N-T. S-C-A... Oh my god, what are letters? C-E-N-T, S-C-E-N-T, and then S-E-N-T. So they're different versions of the word, or the sound scent. The word scent. I don't like that one. No.
All right, let's go to 44 geography riddle.
Okay.
I stand up tall and made of steel with baguettes and garlic at my heel.
Hmm.
The hunchback's house could see my head. Okay, that's problematic. I'm more well known than a certain bread. I love the colors red, white, and blue, but obviously not as much as you. I am a marvel for all to see. Though to some, I am a monstrosity.
Stand up tall, made of steel. Baguettes and garlic at my heel. The hunchback's house could see my head. So, like, I'm thinking of France. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The red, white, and blue is also the French flag.
Right.
I love the colors red, white, and blue. Yeah, because we're Americans. But obviously not as much as you. I'm a marvel to see. Though to some, I'm a monstrosity. Baguettes and garlic at my heel is strange.
I'm more well known than a certain bread.
The Eiffel Tower is what I'm thinking of, but like...
Yeah, made of steel. I stand up tall and I'm made of steel.
That's my guess. Okay, Eiffel Tower is my guess.
Yeah, let's say off Eiffel Tower. Yeah, you got it!
Hell yeah! Yay! I'm smarter than I thought I was.
You are. Okay, here's another one.
Okay,
number
which number?
45.
Okay.
It lies behind rocks and rills. What the fuck's a rill? And under mountains. Okay. It lies behind rocks and rills and under mountains and hills. It cannot be seen or felt, nor even heard or smelt.
What's a rill?
Lava?
Oh. That's a good guess. Can I look up what the word rill?
Yes.
That's cheating. Okay. The word rill is a small stream. I would not have known that was a rill.
It lies behind rocks in a small stream, under mountains and hills. It cannot be seen or felt, nor even heard or smelt.
I mean, lava's a good one. It does make kind of some noise, like it bubbles and
stuff. But lava can be seen eventually, right?
Yeah, it's true too. Okay, it's not lava. It lies behind rocks and streams, under mountains and hills. Sand? No, you can see sand. I mean, the air. Space? Fucking, I don't know. Under mountains and hills. Like, it's underground? Or is it, like, on the feet of the mountain?
It's...
I don't know.
I think it's lava. It's lava, right?
We're stuck on lava. I don't know, man. But you can see lava, or even if it's fire, you can see fire. You can hear fire, even. You can smell fire.
Is it natural gases?
Smoke? Natural gases? Maybe it's like a fog, or...
But we can see fog, right?
Yeah. Mist? I don't fucking know, man. It's going to be one of... a more specific thing, but maybe it's like a weather phenomenon or something. What if we just go with that? Or like
just vaguely a weather phenomenon?
Yeah, I don't know. I have nothing else. My head's a little hollow.
All right, let's do weather phenomenon.
Okay.
It's the dark.
Oh my god.
Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck that.
That's not tricky. That's just stupid.
Fuck that.
Riddle my ass.
Oh, go fuck yourself. What is so angry?
You just throw your headphones away.
You've made us look like a fool. All right, let's see. What have we not answered? And we already answered the two girls being poisoned by their ice.
There's a what am I in 37. maybe.
I want another murder riddle.
But I think we did all of them. I want to control F murder.
Yeah, okay. I think we did do them all.
Yeah, we did. Next time we'll just search only for murder riddles.
Okay, actually go to 20 for a geography riddle. I said whittle.
Yeah, you did.
That's fun.
I got a whittle for you, Shaween.
Okay, I'm there.
I have seas without water. I have forests without wood. I have deserts without sand. I have houses with no brick. What am I?
Seas without water, forests without wood, deserts without sand, houses with no brick. Is this another, like, letter fucking wordplay? I don't think it... I hope it's not. Seas without water.
I have seas without water, forests without wood, deserts without sand, houses with no brick. That one doesn't rhyme.
Nope. Deserts without sand. I mean, not all houses are made out of brick. Seas without water. A sea of what? What else can you have a sea of? A sea
of... Fish.
Fish!
But they're in water.
Oh. I have forests without wood. A forest... Oh, God. I have a feeling this one's going to be annoying. Like, when we learn it, we'll be like, ah, damn it.
Seas... Forests. Oh, well. Is this climate control?
Oh!
Climate change?
Oh, maybe not. I was going to say, like, a map.
Oh!
Maybe?
Yes, a map!
Or, like, it's either a map or, again, like, from the other, like, the globe thing. It's either a map or... It's also a globe. Or
let's
a map.
Let's do globe map.
Globe map. Hell yeah!
A map! Woo!
A map! I did it. Wow. Look
genius.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's do like one or two more and then call it a day.
Okay, here's one. Number 23, tricky riddle. Okay, a woman was born in 1948, but only celebrated her 16th birthday quite recently. I'm going to say she just celebrated her birthday later. How can this be? That's what it says.
A woman was born in 1948. But celebrated her 16th birthday quite recently. She froze it in ice like fucking Captain America. I don't know.
I think she just celebrated her birthday late, right? Or is that too easy?
I mean, maybe it is that easy, though. Like, sometimes these are so, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so easy you think it's not it, but it ends up being it. Yeah, let's just, sure. I don't know. The first comment is, she's a vampire.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, let's see. She was born on February 29th, a leap day.
God. Of course, it's not that simple. That's interesting, though, when you think about it.
She hasn't had a birthday in years, dude. That's sad as hell.
Leap days? I forgot that leap days were a thing. It's so fucking... Why do we do this to ourselves? It's so dumb. Nothing is real. Time isn't real. Whatever. I said that the other day, where it's... I said time isn't real, and someone I was around was so confused by that. They were like, it is real. We have... days that pass and all this other stuff, and I was like trying to explain that like time is a construct without saying the word construct and being insufferable, but I couldn't. Whatever, it's not a big deal. Let's do
28's a trip.
Okay, let's do 28.
If Mississippi lent Missouri her New Jersey, what would Delaware?
If Mississippi lent Missouri her New Jersey, what would Delaware?
What? Okay, so what's in...
So a jersey. It's like a sports thing. It's actually geography riddle. Jersey, like a...
If Mississippi...
Is it like the rivers?
Maybe Miss...
Lent Missouri her New Jersey.
What would Della wear?
Because jersey is like saying like a jersey, like a clothing item. So maybe it's
so it'd be Mississippi lent Missouri her new jersey... What would Della wear? Giuseppe.
I'm going to bank or like bet whatever that word. I'm going to bet that it's a clothing item, like a play on the clothing item word.
Okay.
Like because jersey is like a play on a jersey. I'm hoping. I don't fucking know, actually. I don't know. If it's a sports thing, I'm giving up. I'm never doing this again.
It's.
What would Della wear? Della, where?
It's Giuseppe.
Is that a real... What are you saying?
Okay. What are you saying, you dumb bitch? It's Issippi. with juror, Giuseppe.
But what is that a word?
If no, I don't know. I'm just guessing. If Mississippi lent Missouri her New Jersey. Oh, wait, no, it'd be Jersey. Jersey.
Jewelry.
Jewelry.
Jewelry. Maybe? I don't know.
Let's see. Let's click it. I don't know, but Alaska?
That's not a riddle. That's a...
I don't get it.
It's just a fucking joke more than a riddle. I don't know, but Alaska. Like Alaska.
It's
so stupid. That's not a riddle. Oh my god, the first comment says, that's not a riddle. That's a play on words. You're right, Ashley. You're right. Wow.
That's hilarious.
Okay, let's do 27 and it'll be the last one because I want to end on a good note. And if we don't get it, whatever, but maybe we'll get this one, right? Okay. Under pressure is the only way I work, and by myself is the only way I'm hurt. What am I? Under pressure is the only way I work, and by myself is the only way I'm hurt.
Under pressure is the only way I work, and by myself the only way I'm hurt.
I mean, the word pressure just made me think of like a pressure cooker, but I'm not sure.
Right, so like a crock pot? It's a kitchen
thing. Crock pot.
And by myself is the only way I'm hurt, though? What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Under pressure is the only way I work. What do you have to press to make work? Like, what's something, like a stamp or like something? You know what I mean? Like, stamp might be it. Like, one of those physical stamps or like something like that. Like ink stamps, not physical, like ink. Everything is physical. Under pressure, water pressure,
a geyser.
God, this is a wrong one to pick for the last one, obviously.
Under pressure is the only way I work. A volcano.
Ooh!
And by myself is the only way I hurt?
That's a good one. Let's go with that. Let's go with volcano. Let's see.
A diamond.
Oh.
Oh, so this is a blood diamond riddle?
Wow. Politics.
No, we're not ending on that one.
Okay.
Here we go. Go to number 29.
Okay.
Four men were fishing in a boat on the lake. The boat turned over and all four men sank to the bottom of the lake. And yet, not one single man got wet because they were all married.
Married?
Yeah, it says not one single man got wet because they were all married. Oh. Right?
Oh. That was quick.
Let's find out.
That was quick.
All the men were married. Woo!
Woo! Good job! Woo! Pew, 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 pew. That was good. Good job.
All right, guys. That's it. That's all you're getting from us.
We make a good team. I like that one. That was like a collaboration episode. And I hope the people listening were maybe having fun playing along. That was fun for us.
Wow. Were there some that you guys were being like, oh, just yelling at your phone?
Yeah.
Just
like, why don't you know this one? Or something. Yeah. Just
screaming into the abyss.
That was fun. I'm glad we did that. Maybe next time we'll just only look up murder riddles and we'll lean really heavily into this ethically ambiguous PI character.
Guys, if you have a crime you need us to solve, tweet at us or DM. Email it in at ethnicallyambig. We will solve your crime if it's kind of ethically ambiguous.
Yeah, we only
if
choose.
If ethics don't matter, we will solve your crime.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, that was fun.
That's what we should do. We should. This is our new PI company.
I mean, it's a good spinoff. It's what else are we? Maybe this has run its course, and the next step is just being detectives. You know what I mean? Like, what is left?
What is left?
But yeah, what is left? I said this last time, but yeah, shoot us your ideas or whatever. Sometimes we're solo, as you can tell, because either a guest cancels or like it's so last minute or whatever, or we just are lazy. But this was a fun idea for a solo episode, and my brain is dry, so help me sponge it up or whatever the shit. God, I need to stop using words. That's all I got. Should I wrap us out?
Yeah, wrap us out.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Okay, ethnically ambiguous. I almost said ethically.
Well, let's change it. Ethically ambiguous.
Ethically AMB on Twitter. Ethically ambig, AMBIG on Instagram. Shireen, Shirohero on Instagram. Shirohero666 on Twitter.
And I'm at Anna Hosea on Twitter.
And until next time, go solve a riddle. This is so entertaining.
Google murder riddles.
Yes. Become a detective. Bye.
Politically Ambiguous is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.